3. Mm-hmm.
So here, it's Dolly Parton is the one, right?
It's a people target, yeah. But yeah. So you can get Arctic Railing off there. Yeah, so you can have 2 Arctic Railing, 1 Dolly Parton, or 3 Arctic Railing.
Yeah. Following areas are closed in this park. First river fish holes.
Yeah.
Off ice area
brief.
Yeah. Off ice area from Margaret Lake upstream to the park boundary.
Mm-hmm. That's all the overwintering areas.
Great. So creek, fish holes, and there's the Massive Creek.
I forgot to put in Mickey.
Get to know our staff and you look at these brochures, you're like, hang on.
I know that person.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I know
like,
that
that's not a visitor. That's a goddamn visitor experience manager.
Yeah.
And what's his name? Is it Drew or Neil? I never know which one is which.
Drew.
That guy.
Yeah.
Is in all of our brochures. He's
yeah.
Like a Calgary, like, mm-hmm. I don't know where he makes these things.
Mm-hmm.
Puts himself in.
Puts himself in them, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, there. He's on both sides.
He must get a kick out of that.
Yeah. Like he's on the cover of your map. I think the marketing...
Lots of couple shots with other people.
Yeah.
Really funny.
I think the marketing strategy is bright colors.
Mm-hmm.
And
oh, yeah.
He's like, he's not a super buff. Like, this theory is only for, like, insane climbers.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, here's a normal man.
Mm-hmm.
He's a giant.
Yeah.
Got a graying beard.
Who's mm-hmm. Alex and the gentleman on the bird?
What are you trying to say about graying beards?
It's the kind of guest we want to attract here. You're perfect. You're perfect, guys.
Oh. Awesome.
I'm getting some gray. I shaved a lot recently and yeah. Looking gray. Mm-hmm. Scary.
I don't have any white patches yet. I definitely have some white hairs.
Yeah. Sophisticated.
Yeah.
Mm. What's the there was a Just for Men that had like gray built made into it. There was like a Just for Men.
It only takes out some of the gray.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A touch of gray.
Not all the gray.
Yeah.
Mm.
It's the only... Because
you can only catch them in some, like some landlocked lakes here. That are
Dolly Parton or Grayling is the only two. And Dolly Parton, I'm actually I'm not familiar. So...
They're delicious.
Yeah. But how they... Okay, lake trout is kind of spotty. Yeah, okay, Dolly Parton.
Big and red.
Is that basically it?
The residents are tiny, but...
Okay.
Is there another name for them?
Dolly Parton?
Mm-hmm. Mm, no, they're called Dolly Parton everywhere. They're good.
Very different here, but they're the same species down in BC.
Oh, okay. So I thought, well, maybe there was another name for them, like pickerel and walleye or something.
No. Well, these are go to the ocean and be there in the summer and then come back and like very similar to salmon.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Is there any way to confuse them with Arctic char? Or is there no char, Arctic char in here?
No Arctic char here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I get paranoid about these things.
Yeah.
I'm supposed to be doing it right. What about my mistake?
Are you really only going to catch two things here?
Barton,
and Arctic
Rim. Grayling's another one that a lot of people get all crazy about because of the fight they put up.
Yeah. That's pretty good though, actually, here, because Arctic Grayling here are big.
Yeah.
Like, so you actually get some good meat off of them.
Yeah.
For cooking. I was actually really surprised how good it tasted. It's just they're hard because they're bony, right?
Mm.
So you have to just spend the time.
Great.
Do you
I'm not very good at fiddling. I do not fish enough.
I usually resort to baking. Because,
I usually just try and pull the meat off the bone.
After baking it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because then I find there's less wastage. If I'm filleting fish, unless you're really good, you waste half that.
Yeah.